An American tradition that has helped strengthen the U.S. in times of war and peace is now pulling some communities apart. The Pledge of Allegiance has caused trouble for some school districts who want to make it part of each day. The revived ritual has been criticized as an unfair barometer of patriotism. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Shemaine Mills reports.
24 states now require students to sing the national anthem or say the pledge each day. Once quiet patriotism sometimes surrenders to showy displays and even shouting matches as new rules are enacted. After a controversial vote preventing a school-led pledge or anthem, last month, Madison, Wisconsin School Board quickly reversed its decision in the wake of this protest.
Thank you very much. And welcome to the Board of Education meeting.
Similar, though less boisterous, debates over the pledge have played out across the country. School boards have begun requiring a daily show of patriotism in New York and Minnesota. Legislatures in Wisconsin and Washington have made the school pledge law. Indiana and Ohio are considering it, too. At Andover High in Massachusetts, a weekly pledge has been instituted. It's led by a sophomore who asked why it wasn't always recited. Principal Peter Anderson says he was concerned that a daily ritual could dilute the message.
So I suggested that she do it on Tuesday morning, since September 11th was a Tuesday, and that she come to the office and lead the entire school using the intercom system, which she did, and I think it has been well received by the school.
School officials who can't resolve the pledge controversy to everyone's satisfaction sometimes pay a political price. An effort is now underway to unseat three Madison School Board members. In Rosemont, Minnesota, American Legion members threatened to pull a $100,000 school donation if the pledge wasn't mandated. But there are also critics of the rush to embrace patriotic symbols. University of Wisconsin education professor Michael Apple calls state laws and school rules requiring the pledge forced patriotism. He also doubts they achieved the intended results.
I have some sympathy with the notion of united we stand in a time of crisis. But the worst way to teach patriotism, the worst way to teach democracy, is through rote memorization.
Whether public and private school principals in Madison, Wisconsin agree or not, they have to offer the pledge or anthem each day.
Put your hand on your heart. I pledge.
At Mendota Elementary School in Madison, not only were some students generally unaware of the controversy the pledge has caused, but their knowledge of the pledge itself is sometimes sketchy. A first grade girl confused it with the national anthem. Her friend linked it with the Statue of Liberty, but one fifth grade boy saw it as politically significant.
I think it's kind of a good idea because of the tragedy that's been happening in the United States.
Although older students may know more about the pledge, they usually recite it less frequently. In many states, classroom pledges have only been routine in the lower grades. Support for the Pledge of Allegiance may be cresting now, but that's happened before. Since the waning days of the Vietnam War, many educators say it was all but ignored. Now, with America involved in a new war, many communities are finding themselves trying to resurrect old rituals. For NPR News, I'm Shemaine Mills in Madison.